Welcome to the Building Science Podcast.
Today's recording isn't actually a podcast. Welcome back to the Building Science public service announcement, where Christoph Irwin will tell you about the Humid Climate Conference on May 6th and 7th in Austin, Texas.
I'm one of the many co-conspirators here that helped put on the Humid Climate Conference. It's coming back to Austin, Texas in a week, and I want to make sure to put it on your radar. Go to humidclimateconference.org to learn more, to sign up. There's still a few seats left. Fantastic event. This is the fourth one. This will be the fifth one we've organized because the one in 2020 fell apart at the last minute, as did so much else. So please listen in to the end of this quick PSA, and you can save $50 on signing up. The theme for this year's Humid Climate Conference is transitions. Look it up in the dictionary. You'll see that the definition is transition, the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. So we have both process changes, and we just have changes in what's happening in terms of the conditions, the states of what we're going through in the AEC. When it comes to architecture, engineering, and construction, we are most emphatically in a transition now. That is so true, and yet sometimes it's not easy to tell until afterward when things settle down. I think there's a line from Khalil Gibran in The Prophet. He says, "How the mountain to the climber is clearer from the plain." That's P-L-A-I-N. So it's kind of like that now. In 20 years, we'll look back and we'll recognize how rapidly things are changing and the potency of the transitions that are part of our daily milieu right now. I mean, some of the transitions are obvious, right? The obvious ones are things like the energy transition, right? Completely rethinking the way the global economy is powered. Instead of destroying finite and precious fuels, we're moving to limitless renewables. Not that there's lots of subtlety and nuance and challenge along the way, but that transition is powerful. It's one that we really need to come to terms with and understand what it means for us now, today. So there's the energy transition. There's the refrigerant transition. Yeah, I leave it at that. It's the way we create heating and cooling and move it around. The refrigerants we use are in transition, and this is definitely something to get a handle on. There's the transition to lower carbon building designs, you know, both lower carbon from an embodied perspective and an operational perspective. Woven into that is the ongoing transition in building codes toward higher levels of performance, toward passive house as a code, perhaps, one day. Hope. Some transitions are in the news all the time, but we might not see them for what they are. I mean, there's regulatory carrots and sticks that incentivize and penalize activity. And what's happening is what we're doing as a society. I mean, government exists ideally for the betterment of its citizens, right? And in that regard, these regulatory carrots and sticks, they're ushering in the new normal, and they're recognizing that the old ways are not going to last. And that it's time. It's time for them to become the old normal. And this is again a bumpy road. Industry transitions rarely happen in a way where the, you know, established incumbents say, "Well, yeah, you're right. There's some better ways to do things. We'll just step out of the way," right? You know, the horse and buggy industry didn't say, "Oh, you know, cars are better." And other transitions are maybe even less clear, right? So data and even AI as applied to buildings, this is happening now too. And how will that manifest? What will it mean? We need to start to come to events like this Humid Climate Conference to make sense of what's happening, right? You know, and I think really finally, and perhaps the most impactful transition of all is the one that's happening to each one of us. And it involves our worldview. What is it we see? What is it we feel coming as the future of the AEC? How can we as actors in the present bring the future to happen now, right? So this is the transition in how we see the future of the AEC, how we see the future of buildings. And this directly impacts you know, a transition, or this directly, you know, causes a transition in the way we build, you know, which is related to the way we think about the way we build, the way we talk with clients about the way we build. How and why do we build the way we do? How do we communicate that in a way that is clear for ourselves and our clients? You know, meaning that there are clear benefits for ourselves and our clients, you know, in both immediately and for the long term of our lived experience inside buildings. If we're not clear on what guides our decision making, you know, as we navigate through this time of rapid and pervasive change, it's time to come to a conference like this and get clear. You know, if we are clear, let's come to the conference and talk about it with each other. What are the next steps tangibly? What do we take away from an event like this? How do we step up? How do we lead society forward? We are the professionals in the industry during this time, right? Our roles as architects, engineers, builders, trades, regulators, on and on, right? So this transition topic, it's timely, it's important, it's well worth a couple of days, a couple of your work days to unpack it and absorb it. Well worth it. You know, think about it as something like projected hindsight. You project yourself into the future. You see yourself doing and feeling and engaging in a way that is rewarding. And you look back and you say, what did I do to get here? Projected hindsight. So, you know, this is a big deal, and it's appropriate for the live music capital of the world, because we're bringing some serious rock stars, serious speakers, headed to ATX next week. Again, humidclimateconference.org. You can see the speakers, the agenda, all the details are there. But these are some really deeply knowledgeable, thoughtful folks. Just like many of you, these are the front lines. These are the boots on the ground, the people out there grappling with the future in real time today. And sort of one last mildly adjacent comment, there is also a transition in the way we meet as professionals, right? The pandemic kind of accelerated a transition away from meeting in 3D, meeting in person. You know, is it true that we no longer need to meet in person? Yeah. Is it true that we are all fully thriving as digital representations of ourselves out there in the world, sharing digital data, right? You know, the situation where we have these algorithmically connected versions of ourselves interacting online, it's an experiment. You know, think Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, TikTok. I don't know if you know, but they're declining, right? This experiment of digital selves interacting online, it's not bringing our actual 3D mammal selves as much as we'd hoped in the realm of joy, happiness, and effectiveness. What seems to be growing is membership and engagement in smaller trust communities. Things like this conference, like the Humid Climate Conference, like the Passive House Conference, you know, PHI or FIAS. Things like BS and Beers, Building Science Philosophical Society, Westford. I mean, so many conferences, on and on. These smaller trust communities where we meet in person, they're loosely connected to each other, and what they're connecting is they're connecting actual human trust, you know, based on human connections that, you know, we're looking someone in the eyes, shaking their hands, sharing a meal, sharing a drink. So these are the relationships. These are the ways that are more deeply and effectively aligned with our nature as people, as social mammals. So, Human Climate Conference, ATX, May 6th and 7th, 2024. So you can expect 2 full days of inspiring conference excitement combined with time to slow down and relax in the evening and just continue the conversation. There will be mariachi, barbecue, and bats, and also new Human Climate Conference bat-themed t-shirts. So there you have it. If you're feeling a little FOMO, well, good. This is the appropriate time for FOMO. There is still time. Get signed up. You'll be glad you did. And last but not least, the discount code. So $50 off. Use the code thank you so much. So that's thank you so much. All lowercase, no spaces. And thank you so much. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Ha ha ha!